Well, good morning, everybody. Hello. This is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. I have a lot of news for people, those people who are wondering what's going on in my moving life. I'm moving in 3 weeks. I found a place to move, and I'm very excited about it. I'll be moving to Federal Way, just a little north up the freeway from where I am now. So that's going to be fun. And so this next 2 weeks is going to be crazy. And let me just take a side trip here. For those of you who maybe went to my astrology page or horoscope page on KKNW's website, it says that, what did I say?
Unforeseen circumstances.
That means I'm going off into the woods. No, it doesn't. It means basically that I am moving in 3 weeks. I need the next 3 weeks time to get my stuff all moved out of my old place. So I just need to clear my schedule a little bit. So don't worry, I'm not ailing or anything. So it was just kind of weird the way he put it on the schedule, you know, kind of weird. But I'll be back on the 31st with that. So that happens to be the same day I'm moving. How are we going to do all this at the same time? I don't know. But anyway, it'll be kind of fun. So today we have on Ms. Mary Beckman, who's one of my best friends. She's the rock and roll psychic, in case you didn't know. And we're going to be talking about just about everything astrological today and also metaphysical. But we're also going to be doing phone calls and readings if you want it. So both she and I like to work together sometimes. I do the astrological. She does the other stuff. And we'll see what happens. So let me give out the phone numbers really quick here. Numbers are 1-425-373-5527 or... It's toll free in Western. Go ahead, say it.
888-298-5569.
Okay, great. So you can call either one of those numbers. You can talk to one or either of us, and you know, she'll probably do a reading, then I'll do a reading, and I'll be getting your astrological information too from you, and Nathan will be getting that and getting it to me. So anyway. Okay, so anyway, and so this morning, also, we're going to be doing the Astro Celebrity, and you're probably all wondering if I'm going to do the person you all think I do, and I am. I'm going to be doing Mr. Bob Saget, who unfortunately passed away a few days ago, and I just remember looking at the news when it said, and I said, what's with all these people that are dying, like Betty White and Sidney Poitier? Well, those first two... it would just seem like a natural stepping out. But, you know, Bob Saget's a little bit interesting. So I want to kind of have Mary and I look at his chart. You know, I'm going to look at it too. But he has a very interesting chart, to say the least. He's a very mixed sort of person. And we'll get into it just a second, but he's a very, very interesting person. So, yeah, and let's see, what else are we doing this morning? All the usual stuff. We have a new sponsor. Her name is Judith, and she's going to be on with us next week, so it'll be fun. Okay, so that's it. Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to come back, and we're going to be doing Astro Celebrity of the Week with Bob Saget. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk, 1150.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Oh, wonderful. That's perfectly... God, if we could have an intro like that every week, it was perfectly timed. It was really good. Anyway, of course, that was his theme song from Full House Show, which he was so good on. And so Mr. Bob Saget, unfortunately, passed away a few days ago. I was trying to figure out what actually created this problem. And it was very much like Betty White in some respects, how they passed away. He just sort of stepped out, kind of. I'm kind of interested in what Mary has to say about this, too. But let me just give you the little information that I have about him. His birth date was May 17th, 1956. He was born at 8.02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Okay, and here's some of his highlights. He's Taurus Sun in the seventh house. He has an imposing Saturn in Scorpio right on his ascendant of 26 degrees of Saturn, or excuse me, 26 degrees of Scorpio, pardon me. And then he also has a moon in Virgo. So that's kind of interesting. Moon in Virgo show up all the place around all me because I have a moon in Virgo too. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about him. And Mary, I'm not going to bring you on at the moment. He just went into the room to get a phone call. He'll be back here in a second, then we can bring you on. So anyway, he had a really interesting ninth house. That's very much humor and goofy stuff and philosophy and things like that. He had moons, Pluto, Jupiter, and Uranus, all very, very akin to who he was. Because it seems to me that he was on these shows and he would be on people's talk shows. He was very straight-laced and kind of funny, but every now and then he would shoot something out that was kind of bizarre, you know. And as he got older and he got away from, obviously, Full House and also Funniest Home Videos, you know, then, okay, thank you. And so when he got away from that, he really started to go off on his own, it seemed as me, that because he had such an unusual perspective on things. His brain was kind of, I say it's strange, but, you know, that's a personal perspective. It's kind of, you know, he had a degree of raunch in him, but most of the time it was just really funny stuff. I watched recently a repeat of a Johnny Carson show, and he was on it. And he was so lightning fast with his. He was sort of reminded me of Robin Williams. Maybe not quite as fast as Robin Williams, but on the same type of track, because he just kind of went everywhere. Took just tons of journeys everywhere he went. So anyway, Mary, let's talk to you right now about here because you've been kind of working on this, I think. Right, Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So what I was doing is I wasn't listening to you very much and I didn't know about Bob for like the last, 10 minutes. You told me it's Bob. So
yeah,
I sat down with you and I've been focusing on Bob. This is what I got because Eileen knows I don't like to know until the last second.
That's true.
Yeah. Then they'll pop in. We're going to ask him to pop in if he would. So
he probably will, I'm sure.
To ask for Bob to pop in, if you wouldn't mind, sir, we'll be so happy to see you. Okay, so this is what I got. What an overthinker. Holy cow. He had a big, heavy box. He couldn't move, which just means I've got a lot of things I tote around with me. I got a lot of luggage.
Yeah.
He tried hard to do this. He tried to help himself. He couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was picking up depression.
Yeah,
he might have tried to do a few things about that.
Yeah,
so I didn't get it. I just get that yeah. He tried to do a bunch of things. He was definitely a looper, which means he would clear one thing, he'd come back around and do the same thing over and over again, which really drives a person crazy.
Yeah,
you know, we all do it because we're human, but that guy did it a bunch.
Yeah,
he kept trying to rise up, but he had people, at least two people, hanging on him. That could have been early in life.
Yeah,
that creates all kinds of problems with the human if you have people who are overly needy around you.
Yeah.
He could feel futile, like, what is the point?
Yeah.
He was sort of like two people, and he was not really in his body in the last year, and he had discontent, which should have been up there with futile, but I got busy in the last second.
Right.
So let's see what he has to say. So he slides in lightning fast, just like you said. He slides into this little area that I read people. And he is still getting some help.
Yeah.
So, sir, we don't know how you passed away. And I don't know if you'd even want to tell me, but you sure had a lot on your mind, didn't you? He said, I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you fully over? So I would say he's still in that area where they get help. I call that Club Med. That's where they sit and learn what did they do great, what did they do not so great.
Okay.
How can they work a little harder?
It's a bit of a review this type of thing, right?
It's the review area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so he's still there. He's got definitely has an angel with him, and somebody I would guess would be grandma, great grandma, somebody like that.
Oh yeah, he loved. He loved his grandpa.
What else, sir? Did you know how many people cared about you here? Yeah, he fully understood that he was somebody that folks thought was just pretty darn great.
Yeah.
But he also had that questioning side.
Yeah.
And he was, like I say, two people. So he was a straight-laced guy. And then he was absolutely not the straight-laced guy.
No.
So he may have done some things he wasn't very proud of. And he tells me that is very true, just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All of us do stuff that we're human.
Yeah.
And he still has his beautiful sense of humor and all his emotions, which he'll keep for a while until he clears that stuff up.
Yep. That's pretty much right on about everything. The stuff that I've read about him and the times that I've seen him. You know, if I see somebody on TV, I read them. You know, I kind of say, what am I feeling below the surface? You know, this the pain. And I could see the pain in his eyes because when he got older, he's a Taurus. So that makes sense that the body would get heavier as they get older. And they do tend to get more bull-like, actually. You know, the Taurus, the bull. And when he was on the show, he's on Full House, he was thinner, and he was very handsome, very, very cool. And then, you know, he went on to Funniest Home Videos, and he was still that way. And then after that, he kind of started gaining weight. His face looked really fat, and he never hardly smiled at all, never hardly did. And I just felt like he had a huge weight on him, you know, somewhere something is pulling him down. You know, and I can see in his chart there is an issue of depression. You know, he has, quite honestly, here's we got the sun in the seventh at 27 Taurus opposing Saturn. Now, that's a naturally oppressive or depressive aspect that actually pulls down his ability to be himself. You know, so he maybe had parents or something that did that. It could have been the father that could have been doing that. But he always felt like he never could really achieve what he wanted to do in his own eyes and in his parents' eyes because he's Jewish and it was really important family orientation there. And I'm not sure that he actually felt as though he reached that because one of the things that people were saying about him was that he was so loving to everybody that he ever met. Didn't matter if he even knew them or not. He was incredibly loving. So there was a compensation for not getting that one is possibly younger. And so he's overcompensating to get it now, you know, since before he died. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just seemed that way.
I do. And he's not, I don't know how much help he reached out because I just said, I'm just sitting here. Can I help you? And he said, no, I'm going to do it myself. And
that's exactly what I would have said. You know, he wanted to do everything on his own. Yeah.
And I said, you know, this is the time where we reach out, come back if you change your mind, because it's going to be easier having help. So he took that in, but he's still learning.
Yeah. He would always look at pieces of conversations that he would have people and people say, do you need anything? Are you upset? Oh, no, I'm fine. You don't need any. I don't need any help. I'm doing great. No matter how he was feeling. So I remember looking at conversations saying that. And I said, he was probably, you know, a Taurus is very stick-to-itive. They're going to do something. They're going to do it on their own, and they're going to make sure that they get everything done about it. And they really won't take that much assistance from people. So, but, you know, he pretty much was a loner the last part of his life. He did all of his little side shows and his road shows. He went on his own way. He didn't go with any friends or his wife or anything. He did that all by himself, you know. And this last appearance he had in Florida was obviously the best to him. He was on to stage two whole hours. And just going and going and going. He has this sort of thing like Robin Williams, you know, very quick, very on the edge of things all the time. Except he had kind of a side that was kind of raunchy. They said he was very raunchy. And I remember hearing about that. I was very surprised by that. But then I saw him a couple of times on TV. And I said, well, it's pretty cool, actually. You know, it's just how he accessed his information was like a computer, you know. And so it just seemed as though he was, what you said and what he said, is that he was balancing two sides, you know, two sides of the opposite point, you know. And with his Saturn-Pluto or Saturn-Sun on both opposite points, you know, the first house is got Saturn right on the ascendant, which is why he was so serious looking most of the time. And then his Sun on the other side, which is finding his relationships being more important than anything else to him. And then Saturn is demanding he goes alone. Do you see what I'm saying? He's balancing the need to be alone and the need to be with people.
And that was, that balance thing eluded him because he told me his main problem was he had a roadblock. And they took me over to the code board and he said, look right here. I tried to come up in my own power and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So
it makes perfect sense. And you know, his power was a little bit skewed by other things, but his power was in the brain and the philosophies. He's working through his own philosophies, you know, mm-hmm. about his life and about other people's lives. And, you know, and maybe traveling a long way would probably be the best thing for him to get away from home, you know, so that he doesn't pull from that, you know, because that was a little bit of a negative situation when he was growing up. But, yeah, I mean, let's see what else has he got here. Oh, he's got all sorts of goody things. He's a man who could get very, very determined about what he wanted in his life. Very determined. Once he went after it, bam, he had it. You know, he had a lot of power, but I don't think he knew he had it. So, don't you think, in some respects?
Well, he just couldn't see it because he was right up head first on the roadblock, and he shows me I couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
So what right. that would be like is if you just can't see the opportunities.
Right.
And he probably took himself away from those. He's saying he sure did. Yeah. He had opportunities to clear this because that's what's happening right now. That's why, oh gosh, can I even say it? A lot of people are passing right now.
Oh, I know.
And what it is kind of this thing. And I don't know if you've noticed, but in the last day or two, there's a lot of mental and emotional stuff that's come up.
Yeah.
So before it was my body hurts, my head hurts. And now it's people are telling me not only that, but they've got that extra little brain issue going on.
Yeah. Now we've got two planets retrograde. Mercury went retrograde yesterday. And then Venus is still retrograde to the 29th. So that's going to influence that, too. People are kind of rolling backwards a bit, you mm-hmm. know, and that's going to stop in a few days. But anyway, Nathan keeps going, would you just stop?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be right back here with the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Call, whatever.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we cover the world of animals. This week, January 16th, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on This Side or the Other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. You can call us with your questions or for a personal reading with Natasha, so I hope you can join us and plan to call in Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And we got people waiting for phone calls, of course. When Mary's on, everybody wants to talk to her. So anyway, shall we take the first phone call?
We can do that, but before we do that, I just want to remind people if they want to call in for a reading from Eileen and Mary, a double down reading, the phone number is 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. So now we can welcome our first caller to the show of the day, Christy from Kenmore. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. What can we help you with?
Well, I would like to know what's going on with the planet because, like, this Wednesday, I'm a high-energy person, but Wednesday about 2, I felt so exhausted. And by 3:30, I had another second cup of coffee to jolt me out of my slump.
Yeah.
And then I didn't sleep at all last night. And then I go, oh, my gosh, it's the full moon, no wonder. But I was waking up all night long and not getting very much sleep. So I figure it's affecting everybody.
Well, you did notice that all the things you just talked about were things that were going on in your head.
Really? Just my head?
Yeah. Mercury just went retrograde yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the head, that's the thinking, that's the ability to process information. So when that kicks in, usually there's a shift when the planet stations, it stops in the sky and it goes the other direction. So that's what your brain felt like. It was kind of going, chugging along, feeling good, and then bam, all of a sudden it's going the other way, you know, and what do you do about that? Well, you have to write it out and kind of wait to see where it settles. So what do you think, Mary?
So I was picking up that she's an overthinker anyway. Does that make sense to you, Christy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when's your birthday, dear?
December 21st, 1956.
Right.
Okay. And where are you now?
I'm in Kenmore. I'm in Washington State.
Oh, you are. Okay. So December 21st. Okay. Yeah. So can I do a couple changes for you so you'll feel better?
Yes, I would love it.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go really fast. So the first thing we're going to do is the grounding sequence. Done.
Okay.
Okay. And then what we're going to do is have you look at the ocean and just see yourself walk out on the sand down into the blue light, because there's a lot of blue light around you. You may be an angel. So just, I don't know yet. I haven't looked. So come on down into that blue light and now see yellow goldy light all around you and pink. So your colors are pink, yellow, and blue. Just keep watching the water. We're going to engage the golden column of light and the Stargate. And the first thing we're going to do is send you the code called flow. So we'll turn it around. And then now I've got to look here. So you're on page 2 of the new. Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 3? We're going to flow you into healing. This is the old pizza oven, if you've ever heard me before. It's called something different now. So have you been not feeling so well, or is it just mostly brain this time?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably not just tired, a lot of tired. I just don't sleep really well.
Okay, so let's look at that, because like she said, with the full moon, but have you not been sleeping for a while?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say like four or five years. Like I'm up two or three times a night, every 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, and so can you tell me, do you ever feel like you have some negative thoughts, or feel like your back hurts, or feel like maybe there's some like heavy feeling too?
Yes.
Okay, so you have two entities.
People projecting on me. I mean, I'm an empath, so I do pick up stuff, and it's hard for me.
Okay, you have some entities. I'm going to clear those. Okay, so step to the right, please. I'm not talking to you. Just stay there and look at your colors, if you would, Christy. Okay. You there, step to the right. You there, step to the right. Release now. And release with the beautiful many and PCs, love and neutrality. Go now under universal laws. I command it. Go now back to the central sun and go now. Okay, so now let's read your energy. Okay, can you feel your energies come up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and at this point now we want to look around. Does she have some deceased on her? She have something going on in the house? Okay, so bring the violet flame into your heart. We're going to clear you like that. So violet flame, engage. Okay, and then does she need another short sequence? Does she need another old code, another new code? Is there anything else to do? Okay, you should start feeling a little bit better. Just do your very best to go outside today. It's a beautiful day, in my humble opinion.
Yes, exactly. Let me add a couple of things here. I was just looking at your chart. You have Neptune right on the ascendant. I don't know if you know that. And that kind of creates an interesting feeling like you're a spacey person most of the time. A shapeshifter, somebody who can shapeshift into various forms. If you meet people, you bring up a certain energy that matches them. So, I mean, this is the stuff you've been talking about where you feel spacey and then you come pop out of it. Do you do that kind of thing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I mean, Neptune is the space thing, you know, and when it's on your ascendant, it has impact on your personality, also how you feel and how you look. So if you ever had anybody said, wow, you look so much younger right now, and that's the day that you wake up and you feel really young, because it basically comes from the inside and put it on the outside. So like I said, you're a shapeshifter. You know, you can shapeshift into anything you want. But then you also have this planet Uranus, which is making a square to this. So those are the moments that you jump out of it, when you literally somehow the calm and the peace of Neptune gets kind of chased away by Uranus, which is saying, okay, I like this lovely spacey thing, but I got to do something else now. You know, it kind of juxtaposes those two planets together. And it's a different thing to try to navigate both of those, because what we call outer planets, they're unseen parts of yourself that just literally come up to the surface, and then Uranus comes up to the surface and you go, what is the matter with me? Because Uranus is giving you a lot of input about your schedules and how you do things and how you want to not do those things anymore, kind of rebellious quality. And Neptune just says, I just want to sleep. So do you see what I'm saying? Those are in contrast to each other. So on any given day, you wake up and you'll have a Neptune thing, or you're feeling like you want to get down by the beach. Do you live by the beach, by the way? I hope.
No, but I can go to the, I can, you know, drive over there.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Do that as much as you can on the days that you feel Neptunoid. And then when you go to Uranus, that's different. It'll feel like you're full of electricity. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I can walk like 20 minutes and be near a creek, a water, a flow of water, little waterfalls. I mean,
right.
You know, there's water nearby me.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Anytime you get around water, I'm serious here, you get around mm-hmm. water, you're going to be perfectly calm. So if okay. you don't have take a bath or a shower or something, or have a little a pond around you or something in your house that reminds you of water, and when you feel water, bam, you instantly you relax completely.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks,
you're welcome.
Eileen. Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold on one moment.
Hold on one moment.
I think Mary has something.
Mary, do you have something?
Yeah, I just had one last thing to say. To clear frustration, we're going to, and to clear your central nervous system, page 5, clear, and clearing frustration, infinite love and gratitude, clearing frustration and sadness and shock. Okay, back into the body now. Okay, now go ahead and say out loud, I call in a unity.
I call in the unity.
My body, mind, spirit, and emotion.
My body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
There you go. Okay. That was the last little bit. That's good luck great. To you. Go down to the creek.
Yay.
That's right.
Okay, I will. Thank okay. you. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, you're yeah, welcome. You Thank you. Okay, we have to take a break, and then we're going to have somebody else right after the break. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And I've got a brand new sponsor here today. Her name is Udeet, and she is somebody who is asking you, are you stressed? Don't know what to do about it? You want to learn about self-hypnosis and find your inner peace? Well, there you go. So Udeet is a Reiki specialist, energy healer, and also is a board-certified hypnotherapist and Reiki master teacher coach. That's a lot. And she does private sessions in person and on Zoom, and also has a master's degree in public health administration. She pretty much covers all the bases, so that's very cool. All methods are equally effective, of course, so if you want peace of mind during these unsettling times, learn how these techniques can improve your quality of your life. Her past experiences allowed her to work for many years, in the community with adults. Today, she offers her services to the general public, realizing that so many need her inner guidance, especially for those who are not empowered to speak up for themselves. That's important. So she also has several upcoming workshops to assist adults along their journey. One of them is a free 4-day workshop from January 25th through the 28th. Call Udeet at 508-254-3778 or go to jotihealing.com/workshops. That's J-O-T-I healing.com/workshops to register. And Udeet will be on our show next week.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Elizabeth Wilson, who has a fresh take on the way of transformation and human ascension. Aspire higher.
On Saturday, Sasquatch researcher Tom Yamarone joins us to discuss the everlasting intrigue, including revelations about cases and faces in the evergreen lore of Bigfoot.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And let me mention again that we are taking phone calls right now for both you, for me, and for Mary. We're both going to be reading you at the same time. So don't forget, this is the Jupiter Rising Show, and our phone number is 425-373-5527 and toll-free in Western Washington at 888-298-5569. Okay, so that's interesting. This is it's got a weird day today. Just in case you didn't know, I am moving in 2.5 weeks and my plate is full. So my head is kind of going in a lot of different directions at the same time. So anyway, we've got another call, don't we?
And that is Larissa calling from Kenmore. Welcome to the show, Larissa. You're live with Mary and Eileen on the Jupiter Rising Show.
That's right. Hi, Larissa.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's your question?
Well, I want to be moving like you.
Oh.
I have a really crazy situation in my senior housing building. Okay. I don't know what it is. Management is very authoritarian and just like children and so forth. And I've had a nuisance noise bully above me that they've been supporting. And I have no idea what he's been doing up there.
Wow.
They hide. I'm really curious. And also looking at where I'm going to be living next.
Okay.
Because I'm looking online and I'm seeing the same kind of typical places, one-bedroom apartments that aren't quite a match for me. I'm looking for something really unique.
Okay. What I would advise, let me tell you, having had this same experience recently, I think what helped me, it might help you, is that if you can start, it might help to write down the things you really, really, really want in a place.
I've been doing that.
Okay, good. You know, and what you can do is go through the list a couple, two, three times, and if there's stuff on there that aren't important anymore, you may change the list. You know, so the stuff that is like you couldn't live without, that it's a deal breaker. Okay, so you can do that. And then keep visualizing in your head what it is that you want to look like. I mean, I kind of had the same situation. I started looking for an apartment on the 1st of January, and I found one in 8 days. I don't know how that happened, but I think it had to do with me getting really clear about what I wanted in a roommate, because I'm going to have a new roommate. And, you know, what the apartment looked like. And she has a kitten. Yay. That was good. That was positive. And so, you know, there was a lot of things that were very positive about it. So, and the things that I really wanted to have that I didn't have in the situation before. So that's what I'm looking at your chart here to see when it is you may be moving. Okay. And Jupiter right now is in Scorpio. It's sitting on your ascendant, but that's natally. So it seems to me you've kind of had good luck when you found different things, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. Yeah. And so, because anytime Jupiter moves over an angle, it means, generally speaking, a person will move. Okay. So, but this is natally. So this is, I think, the thing, too, you may want to realize is you need to trust yourself. Because, you know, you got that Jupiter right there. Jupiter's helping you with your move, and it will help you your whole life. So just kind of realize that and kind of throw stuff into the pile, what you want, and then just leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. So,
yep.
What do you think, Mary?
Hi there.
There she is.
Your energy is backwards star shaped, so you're kind of all over the board. There's a lot going on, and I know I used to live underneath somebody that I could swear they did bowling at night in the apartment upstairs. I don't think it was bowling, but it sounded like it. So,
yeah.
I get why you look that way, but will you allow me to do some clearing?
Sure.
Okay. So go ahead and close your eyes and take your hands and feet apart. And you're going to walk out to some beautiful beach you've seen before. You want to walk into the blue and to the near the blue water. You don't have blue coming at you like the last caller, but it's interesting. You both were from Kenmore. Something hot's going on in Kenmore.
Yeah, right.
So just watch the water, and you're going to have blue gold light coming in over your head. Might see a little pink from the stargate. So just go ahead and orient yourself there. It's time to release any story you have about the place you live. Go ahead and release it. Don't take that with you. So take a look in your right hand. See a cord. You want to release that cord, the one under your chest. I'm going to help you for speed. Okay. Next thing is the depression group. You may not be feeling depressed now, but you're calling it in. It's a 4-code group. So at some time, could be past life, but I'm picking up that. We're going to send you number 3. That's a page of codes. Then grounding, 6 and 7. And then roadblock and judgment, roadblock release and judgment release. So just make sure that you release the story about what happened at your last place. So the reason I say that is because you can recreate that if you don't release all of that.
That's true.
And so starting off, you would, and it sounds like you're going to be moving, and good luck to you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. I really do.
I do too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of Sagittarius, Jupiter, and all that. That's generally means it's, you know, your life is pretty well handled. I mean, where the way things are laying out here, you know, mm-hmm. and Sagittarius are always positive in life. They're never negative. So, and your ruling planet is Jupiter, and Jupiter is right on the ascendant. So that's just really cool, you know. It's a double influence of Jupiter. It basically means that if you look around and you're looking for a place and you can't find it, you just have to let it, you just have to let things kind of settle in a place for a while.
Yeah, instead of struggling.
Yeah, and when you worry about it, you push it away. You know, and so that's the thing. Just get rid of it. And that's kind of what I did last week. I said, I really don't know where I'm going to move. I don't know. I said, just let it go.
I remember hearing you. I'm so glad to hear the good news.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited about it. So, yeah. So it, you just never know where it's going to come from. So you just kind of leave
it. That's what happened with this place.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Just out of the blue. Yeah.
That's right. That's what happens. It's stuff finds you out of the blue. Your opportunities will show up. So don't give up.
Thank you for confirming that for me.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, to both and Mary as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You look better.
Yes, she does look better. Yeah, I can feel it over here. I mean, her chart's amazing. I mean, all this Jupiter everywhere, you know, and that helps. You know, that really helps people. It's like you've been given divine help from the universe because you've earned it from previous mm-hmm. lives. So, yeah. So she doesn't really have to worry about it that much. So anyway, okay. Do we have any other calls waiting? Okay, that's fine. Let's talk.
But if you do want to get in the phone lines to get a reading from Eileen or Mary, the phone number is 425-373-5527.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so we just still have a probably time for a couple more calls if you want to call in. So what have you been doing lately, my darling?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So I am finally, as of about, a couple weeks ago, I'm actually officially the rock and roll psychic.
Oh, good. And I put that all over my program, too.
I know it. I kind of held off on that because I thought I better have that registration. And I did, just because I like to call myself that because it's fun.
So have you officially set that up for your business?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Registered. Yeah. So that's my name. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. That's
and then
cool.
I have a class coming up next week, which I hope if people are interested in those codes that I've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
My class is next Saturday and Sunday. It's a 2-day class. And then it reoccurs again in February.
Oh, good.
On, I wrote that down. Where's my little piece of paper?
It's anyway, never there when you want it.
It's in on February 26th and 27th. I usually do it kind of mid to last month. I do them once a month.
Yeah.
And then once people become coders, then we have this little group that meets often. And then we work things out as to how everybody's doing. So I don't just leave mine dry.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, so you can go try them right now, see if they work. Yeah, well,
exactly.
Oops.
Well, a couple people did. And I'm learning a lot more about those codes. They correspond with body parts, with organs.
Oh, sure.
They correspond
yeah.
with emotions. I mean, there's so much to them.
Yeah.
I just brought them through and there they were. And I've been working with them for a year and a half maybe. And it's just fun. And I'm writing my two new books at the same time. I decided to do them at the same time. It's actually easier.
They probably help each other, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They're from completely different. One is a shamanic book and one is a galactic celestial book. So it's like,
well, you just combine them.
Yeah, that's what spirit told me to do.
Yeah.
And I've just been, you know, keeping my head down and writing and, you know, not really doing a ton.
Right.
Because the energy is so odd right now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I hope everybody has noticed that once we moved into 2022, man, it's Katie bar the door with all the possibilities.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know,
so open. Everybody I've been talking to say, oh, the new ideas and these new things, my new job, and I'm moving. And it's just an exciting year that we saw coming.
Yeah, thank God. Because last year, you know, 20 and 21 were just 2 years you would have rather skipped, you know, but this feels much different. This energy, you know, a lot of it seems to, I'm going to ask you a question before you go on, before I go on or somebody goes on. When you do your codes, are they at all related to DNA codes?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. But I couldn't tell you exactly how yet.
I just saw it in my head. I lined them up, you know.
My job today is to figure out how they get all combined because they come in groups of 5 and 4. We sort of know how they all work, right?
Yeah, right.
They do more than I could have ever imagined. And so mm-hmm. as they teach me and give me more codes, it just kind of
you know, and if people did their work in 20 and 21, mm-hmm. which was what those 2 years were for, mm-hmm. it was for people to understand what wasn't working in their life.
Right. Exactly.
And so 20 and 21, I actually say, I'm glad I was able to be here for those years because it taught me so much about myself, other people, the whole world and everything.
Yeah.
And the way the codes will be used in 22 will be different. Yeah. And so the new codes that have come in will be a different book, and they look different.
Oh, sure. And I imagine because of all the processing you did a couple of years before, it had to be, because if you went through that sludge mind for, it would be just harder than heck to get through it, because you're going through the same stuff and then you have to go into the new stuff rather than just mm-hmm. discarding the old stuff, you know, and doing.
It's exciting though. To me, I always think, you know, when these energies are up and people are having a cow, I'm always over here going, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Because
even though we're feeling like, you know, a lot of us had headaches and digestive upset. And then today I did notice all of that mental and emotional stuff come in for folks.
Oh yeah.
Even though we're having that, that's there for us to process. It's not there for us to push away.
Okay, good. Well, we got two calls. That really happened. Okay. All right. Let's go through to Cynthia first. And Cynthia, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay. So what do you want to ask? And start with Mary, because I'm going to pull your chart up.
I guess if there's any codes or something that could help me to say going into the future, because I'm trying to make changes and a lot of stuff just keeps happening. Like, I took stuff to the dump yesterday finally.
Oh, that sounds
familiar.
And the guy's
truck blew a head gasket on the way back.
Oh, no.
And last week, my apartment was flooded and made all the news in Issaquah.
Oh, gosh.
And then the week before, I got diagnosed with COVID, but now I've recovered from that.
Oh, that's good.
And then I lost my job in December.
Oh.
Energy to be positive. Seriously, I am. I'm trying not. Is the place not wanting me to leave or something? I don't know.
Okay.
You know, so
excuse me.
Ahead.
I just want to say one quick thing.
Yeah.
You were born on the very first day of the Titanic disaster, 4/11. And I'm listening to you talking about your kind of disasters that are happening in your life, and they sounded a lot like the Titanic's. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Okay.
But it started on 4/11, okay, in 1912, you know.
Okay.
And so, you were saying you kind of got some watery stuff going on in your house. Well, that's, you know, the boat, you know, and kind of looking at parallels between that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying that for the fun of it. So you may have to come back, might actually have to realize that later on. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm seeing, I hope I can keep up with this because your higher self was talking to me like crazy. So close your eyes, please. Take your hands and feet apart and just go ahead and go down to this nice little river. It's kind of a meandering river by some trees.
Okay.
First thing to do is go ahead and let go of this bar in front of you. Let it go. 1, 2, 3. You're trying to control stuff. There's no control ever. So the moment you step back out of control, you'll just be great. So the Titanic issue, we're going to let go on page 3. We're going to give you all of page 3. Here it comes. Okay. You have a story about how things are going down in your life. Have you ever noticed things happening in the same way other years, other than this year? Did you have thing after thing happen?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
okay. So what I see with you is looping. So that story, can you stop your story right now? So what you do when you stop your story is you release that control bar that I had to take away the first time. So what we're going to do here right now is we're going to hit you with the looping.
Okay.
And then the all the depression stuff, which is number 3, and anxiety. Okay. Now I'm going to read your energy. Now your energy is open. Can you tell that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whereas before you were in 9/3, the 9/3 spin means I don't feel like I can figure it out. And useless wasn't the word, but it was more like hopeless. Have you ever felt a little hopeless?
Oh yes.
Okay. So you can get through all of that stuff and absolutely stop it all happening with you. If you bring in some nice ultraviolet light, so bring it in your field now. And we're going to just go ahead and do the armoring. 1. Okay. And now ground, go ahead and say, I ground in 2.
I am ground in 2.
The poles of new earth. The poles of New Earth.
The pole of New Earth.
The poles, P-O-L-E-S, the poles of New Earth.
Poles of New Earth.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so your energy is speeding up really well. And we're going to take this thing off your head. Boom, boom, out your mouth, done. Okay, so does she have, hold on, I'm almost done. Does she have anything else? Okay, good. Go ahead and open your eyes. And here comes Eileen. Speed clearing.
There's one thing I wanted to mention to you. You have a 12th house position of moon in Scorpio. That has a lot to do with unconscious emotional upsets for you, trauma in your life, that I think maybe at part of the source of why the things you have happen now. I just want to mention that. That's not criticism. That's stuff that's happened in your life that you just as soon forget about and push away, but it keeps coming back up. So you may want to look at it, see how it's connected to the past, and then move on. Okay, make those connections really quick. Because
so is there anything for a past life that some of the trauma?
Yes, that could be left over from past life. Anything in the 12th house is a continuation from a previous life. So, yes, it could be. You know, have to do with your mom. I want you to take a look at that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Very good. Okay, sure. I think. Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I had to mention that. Yeah, that was kind of important. Anyway, we've got to take a break right now. When we get back, we're going to finish up with our other guest and all the rest of the stuff we do today because it's a crazy show today. So this is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And this is a live read for Susan Bergstrom of the Medicare Exchange. Susan Bergstrom is a licensed agent in Washington and Oregon, helping people obtain security in their lives by providing insurance that pays for final expenses and money for transitioning after a loved one dies. There's a lot of information that we need to make our selection of medical plans, and talking to somebody like Susan can be a lot more clear than trying to do it yourself. Let me tell you, that's true. So if you wish to talk to Susan about your medical coverage, there's a phone call. She's only a phone call away. You can call her at 253-318-9379, or you can contact her at her website address, which is sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com. This is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and did you know that I do private astrological readings? If you have issues or problems in your life that plague you, perhaps an astrological reading would be just the ticket. I've had more than 30 years' experience in astrology, and there isn't much I haven't seen, so I know I can help you. You can contact me at 206-816-0546 or go to eileengrimes.com to make an appointment. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And we have on Mary Beckman, of course. We're having a wild, crazy day with the phone calls. And we have another one right now from Harriet. We both know Harriet, so let's bring her on. Hi, Harriet.
Hey, Happy New Year to my favorite people.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, glad you got a place, too.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It'll be great. So it's going to be in a very small apartment. It's a, you know, two-bedroom apartment. I have a big room, and she has a room, and a kitten. The kitten's the most important part. So,
yeah.
So anyway, what's your question this morning?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to see what was going on and also just get some clearing in my throat and my shoulders.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. I'm looking. I've never seen your chart before. Oh, you're literally. We don't know. Yeah, you have a lot of your moon and sun in Capricorn. Okay.
Yeah, you know, hey, what can I say? I'm a Capricorn lover.
Yeah, you'd have to be with that. Okay. Then you have Saturn, Mars. Okay, that's more Saturn. Okay. So the question is, will you have some sort of physical issue right now?
Yeah, my throat and my neck is kind of stiff.
Okay,
so.
Well, do you ever find that whenever you are trying to access something you want to talk about, when you can't access it, your throat gets sore?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what I'm seeing here. So what do you think, Mary?
Hi, Harriet. Okay.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dear. Okay, so you're just a tick behind overthinking flowing over to trauma. So what we're going to do is I'm going to clear you as fast as I possibly can. We're going to do armoring instantly. One, we're going to have you just go ahead and think about that golden light that's perfect for you. And we're going to go one, two, three. Now go ahead and ground. Do the grounding sequence. I'm going to do it for you. One. Okay. Does she need the one that is the five sequence? Five. Okay. Now your energy is opened up. Can you tell?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I took a bunch
strong
of
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I took a bunch of gunk out of your throat, but it kind of faded out. Did you say throat or shoulder?
I said throat and neck. Yeah. And
throat neck. Okay, that makes shoulder. Tons of sense because you had all this gunk. It looks like you had a breathing apparatus on. We took it out. And then the last thing I'm going to do is just go one, one, two, three, done. Okay, dear. I hope you feel better.
Yes.
Yes.
We were quick fixers here. So that's cool. Okay. Thank you, Harriet. And I'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So I think that's it for us today. And let me just run through a couple of things. The horoscopes will be back on the 31st of January because we have 4 minutes. Oh, for heaven's sake, I thought we only had one or two. Ah, geez. Anyway, I'll speak slower now. Okay. So, yeah, our horoscopes will be coming back on the 31st because obviously for the next 2.5 weeks, I'm going to be frantically trying to get moved. So it's not frantic, but you know what it's like? You have to clean everything out of your house and clean everything, and not just clean the stuff out of your house, but you have to clean the stuff to get rid of it, to get ready to go out of the house. So I've been doing all that. It's really like a spring and a fall and winter cleaning that I'm doing right now. So it's kind of hard. It's difficult. So I just wanted to make sure my schedule wasn't overloaded so that I could get everything done on time. But I'll still be doing the shows for the rest of the month, so don't worry there. I'll be doing the shows, but I just won't be doing the horoscopes. And those are on KKNW's website right on the front. Okay, and then let's see, Mary Beckman, what's the way we can get hold of you?
MaryBeckman.com. It's MaryBeckman.com. You can find me on Facebook, same name.
Yes, I have that actually written right here. Yeah. Anyway. So, okay, and then you can get a hold of me at EileenGrimes.com or JupiterRisingShow.com, either one of those places. And next week, we're going to be having on Judith, which you heard about today. She's a really amazing healer, and she's going to be a regular sponsor for us a couple times a month. That'll be awesome. And then on January 29th, this is figures. I have the one that I have to do the most work for right at the end while I have to move, but, you know, I can do it. So it's with Michelangelo. We'll be back on, and we're going to be talking about Frédéric Chopin. That was a request by Nathan, and he's very excited because he likes Chopin. I do too. He's beautiful. It's wonderful music, and so we'll be talking about him astrologically and also about who he was. So anyway, anything else? Have you got anything else? You want anything to say, Nathan? You got anything?
Probably just want to mention that, you know, on the people, if you're listening on the coastal areas, if you haven't heard yet, there's a tsunami advisory going on
right
now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something I should probably mention to people listening, but I mean, it's not necessarily for the show.
Right.
But do check your local sources and see if it's something that's going to affect you and if maybe you possibly need to start preparing for a little bit of minor flooding.
Yeah, exactly. And this happened from a volcano, undersea volcano somewhere by Fiji. This is kind of blew out of the water.
Yeah, just erupted. I think there's like a 1.0 magnitude earthquake that's causing some pretty heavy waves to start coming towards our coast.
Yeah, that wouldn't it? Yeah, that's a long distance from Fiji, too, when you think about it, but it's still making an impact. So we have to kind of keep our eyes and ears out for that, you know, today sometime. So anyway, anything you want to say, Mary?
We'll just pray for those folks over there that are impacted by it. You know, a lot of people, I don't know if they know details yet in Tonga, but we'll say a prayer on our own for those folks over there.
Yeah, it's an undersea volcano that is, you know, just under there, and all of a sudden it just blew its stack. I've seen some film of it, you know, and a big earthquake with it too, which is what they're all concerned about. So, yeah, I hope so too. That's big. That's big geographic stuff to me. It's always interesting to me to watch that kind of stuff. So anyway, I think that's it for today. And is it okay?
Yeah, we could start signing off now.
You think I'd never done a show, wouldn't you? God, no experience whatsoever. Anyway, we're going to take off right now. And next week when we're here, we're going to have on Udeet. She's going to be talking about everything that she does in her life. So you guys have a great Saturday. Have a great week. And we'll see you next Saturday on the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.